Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of none other than Mark Hamill.
I think they could have prepared me a little better.
Of course, everyone knows Mark Hamill from Star Wars and as Luke Skywalker, and of course, he's been in the new ones, but he was the main guy. He was the protagonist of the original episode 4, whatever it was, I don't know, back in 1977. Anyway, he's gone on to do many other things, but also voiceover work and character stuff. He's done the Joker voice, and he's been recommended to me a couple of times now. But I'm not really interested in him putting voices on. I'm more interested in his own natural voice and how he's creating that, and what it is about him that might be causing him to sound the way he does and to have the voice he does. Now, I'm looking at an interview which is fairly recent, so I'm not looking at the younger Mark Hamill. I'm just looking at Mark Hamill now, what he sounds like and what it is that what's possibly causing him to sound the way he does. So let's have a little listen.
Lost all this weight and did all these things, and I thought, I must be doing something physical if they're sending me to the gym twice a week. And torturing me physically, but I think they could have prepared me a little better. It reminds me of the story of the guy that goes on vacation. He has his friend watch his house, see?
So, first thing I noticed, and which I didn't get when he was younger, is that he's developed something with his nose. Something's happened to his nose. I should do some research on this, but I can tell, I can hear it, and I can kind of, it looks like something's happened to his nose too. It sounds like there's a bit of with his septum in there, that something's kind of moving or something's stuck, or it sounds a bit blocked. Listen again.
His friend watches house, see?
Yeah, it becomes quite reed-like. You know those little, those two bits of reed that they put in a flute? There's that sound going, and it's coming through his nose. And it's interesting because it suggests damage. So I think he's certainly, because he didn't have that when he was younger, he certainly damaged his nose over the years. And he's already got quite a fairly nasally voice, and then with this thing coming through his nose, which I can't do because it's tissue damage, and that's why it's creating this kind of vibration sound. But listen again.
And the guy goes away and he comes back and asks his friend, it's all about preparing you, right, for the fact that, well, it's going to happen. The guy goes on vacation, he comes back and he says to his friend, so how'd it go? And his friend says,
yeah, he uses his jaw quite interestingly as well. He kind of seems to drop down, because sometimes when people speak, they really articulate their upper, lips and bottom lips, and he seems to keep that quite still and just move the bottom a bit like this. So he's almost just talking like a puppet and moving the bottom side of his jaw. I wonder why that is.
Well, your cat's dead. The guy said, what? My cat's dead? Oh my God, that's terrible.
Oh my God, that's terrible! So he's really pushing. Yeah, he uses his nose to create sound. Again, maybe because he's American, but he's. Oh my God! Oh my God, that's terrible! He's not really. He's moving his bottom jaw like a puppet, like up and down like that, and he's really throwing things through his nose, expressing himself like that, which is really kind of interesting, isn't it? Very peculiar.
He says, well, the friend says, well, how did you want me to tell you?
But then he can go a little like that, too. He can drop into that thing. So he's using his head voice and he's using his chest voice. So he's quite expressive and he's able to use that, which is good to see, especially just in an interview kind of scenario like this.
My friend says, okay. And the guy says, any other news? And his friend says, well, your mother was playing on the roof.
He's actually he's got quite a warm, rich, kind of deep sounding voice when he just lets go of it and starts speaking normally. So that's very good. But he's standing up in this particular image here, and you can see the shape of him is quite interesting. He's got very, very thin, skinny legs, very thin. but his chest seems to be quite big. So he's got this, so the legs, you know, just what he's standing on, basically, that doesn't necessarily affect his voice, but it kind of does, because it affects your posture. And also, but he's got this big chest, so I think some of that resonance that he has is because he's just got space for it, and he's relaxed down into, he's relaxed, he's comfortable in his own skin, he's confident, and that's why he's able to just drop down and speak down there when he wants to.
He didn't make it. Something like that.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah, he's using a lot of that nasal voice there. So yeah, he's really using that, oh my God, that expression. He brings it up here through his nose and then drops it down there again. Yeah, so he's quite expressive. He's able to move up and down through his registers.
But beyond that, it's about preparing you. About
preparing. 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 He's got a very interesting accent. Very individual accent. Very his own.
But beyond that.
But beyond that. That.
About preparing you. About
preparing you. Preparing you. Preparing you. It's about preparing you. So this kind of nasal quality to me sounds... sounds a little bit camp, and I don't, it's hard to explain, you know, what camp is, but it does seem to be kind of gentle and slightly nasally in some respects, in some people anyway. And in him, he's got this sort of way of expressing his voice that kind of camp in a way, and I wonder if it's because he's...
It's about preparing you. About.
When he goes into that higher voice, when he goes into that nasal quality, it just comes across as a little bit, you know, softer and sort of relaxed. And I think one thing about the camp accent is that it is very relaxed.
I think they could have prepared me a little better.
I love that line. I think they could have prepared me a little better. He's gone right up here and then down there on his chest voice. I like that. So, yeah, Mark Hamill's very expressive, and he's actually got a very good range that he's able to use quite naturally and in a relaxed manner. And he does use it.
Prepared me a little better.
Prepared me.
It reminds me of the story of the guy
that... Peered. Okay, so he seems to be someone who's keeping his tongue quite high in his mouth. And... the reason I know that is because some of these nasally sounds are kind of, could be coming more through his mouth, and he's moving his jaw down like this, but he's keeping his tongue quite high, and it's creating a thinner sound and forcing air to go up through his nose. And so when he speaks, even though he's down there, he can really throw it up there, and it could even be part of why he's nose, or it could be because of his nose that his tongue is adapted to going up there. I'm doing a terrible, you know, rendition of his accent, but that's generally the what I'm getting, is that tongue is quite high in his mouth. But then that could also be a lot to do with this nose thing. I'm going to have to, I mean, I haven't got an internet right now, but so I'm going to have to go and Google what happened to his nose, because clearly since he was younger and now there's been some trauma or something's happened. And I'm curious about that. So takeaways from Mark Hamill, how can we sound a bit more like him if we wanted to? I think one of the things is that, again, it's relaxed. He's able to be very expressive and use the higher registers and the lower registers in his chest, because he is someone who tells the story as more important than the way he's saying things. He's not considering it. I don't think he's going, I'm going to speak up here now, and then I'm going to go down there. I think it happens very naturally. He doesn't think about it. But because he's relaxed, his body is allowing the voice to go up and down there to go with his story. So he's sharing his story with passion, not considering how he's saying it. And then that's just how it's coming out, because that's how his instrument works. There's something to be said for that. The instrument, the body you are in, is everything. This is what you have to use your voice. And Mark Hamill's got a bit of damage in his nose, and that's creating this reed kind of sound. So that's not something you're going to be able to copy. And, you know, I wouldn't advise you go out and damage your nose to try and sound like that either. But I think the good takeaway is this expression, and that comes from relaxation and just being more clear about the story you're telling. But that's Mark Hamill, a brief one, a difficult one. I have to do a bit more research on him because I'm really curious now about what happened to his septum. And Well, I'll be back with more of these. They're just little short videos to keep you tidy by and keep you interested. If you like what you see, hit subscribe, share it, do a thumbs up thing. I'm terrible at asking for these things. I really don't like them. But you know, YouTube keep telling me, if you want to get more subscribers, if you want to reach more people, you got to ask them to share it, like, subscribe. So yeah, do that. This is Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay. And until the next time, look after your voice.